Coming up on episode number 1217, today we are celebrating the birthday of a guy who was stuck in traffic. He gave us his blind faith and, he was a member of the Spencer Davis Group because I can't figure out a clever pun for that one. I'm talking about Steve Winwood, who turned 70 this week, and it is the second The second Steve Winwood cover story, and is coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition of Coverville. And big thanks to Coverville listener, Coverville citizen, Roger. It was Roger Green, right, that suggested this story. And a great suggestion it is as well. Really happy that he reminded me that it was Steve Winwood's birthday, that it was turning 70, so it was an easy choice to make to do this episode. Just want to make sure, I'm checking to make sure that it is, yeah, Roger Owen Green, because I've made that mistake before, and actually you're going to hear later on in the show one of Roger's requests for this episode. Roger is a Coverville citizen, so let's give him a little extra pat on the back there. Steve Winwood was born May 12th, 1948, making this his 70th birthday. He's been involved with everything from the blues to rock to R&B and jazz. Prominent solo career in the 80s and 90s, but of course he's been around a lot longer than that with stuff, with bands that didn't have his name in the title, like the Spencer Davis Group and Traffic and Blind Faith, working with Eric Clapton and part of Ginger Baker's Air Force. So let's get to one of those bands here. We're going to do a set all Traffic covers, starting things off. First one, now here is a band you probably haven't thought of since the 90s, and a song called Unbelievable. Well, they released a single for their 1992 single, They're Here, and one of the bonus tracks on that single was a cover of Traffic's Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, one of my favorite Steve Winwood and Traffic tracks. This is EMF.
Like a star, and it's shooting up out of the ground, and your head is spinning from a loud guitar, and you just can't escape from the sound. Don't worry too much, it'll happen to you. We were children once, playing with toys.
Yeah. Thank you. Please stop.
Paper Sun by Matt Granz and Sarah Gurr. Very interesting cover. That one included on their collection called Various Noises by Us, which came out in 2006. A cover of the song by Traffic. Before that, Tesla. As a matter of fact, all these songs in this set were covering Traffic. Tesla with a cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy. That one from their 2007 Reel to Reel album, where they featured a lot of covers of songs by bands that inspired them, obviously. Philharmonia is the name of the album. Before that, No Face, No Name, No Number by Mike Batt and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, featuring vocals from one of my favorite vocalists of all time, a guy named Paul Carrack. If his voice sounds familiar, he was a member of Mike and the Mechanics very prominently for a few years. Helped them with some of their biggest hits, as well as Tempted by Squeeze and Loving You Tonight, also by Squeeze. He was a member of the band Ace when they released How Long, and he's had a great solo career. Amazing vocalist and musician, Paul Carrack. Before that, the West Coast Revival with a very funky version of Feeling All Right, that one from 1977, going back there. Soul Sides Volume 2 is where you'll find a copy of that. And EMF at the top of that set from their They're Here single from 1992 with Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. Now, one of the songs that comes up a lot when you listen to a Steve Winwood playlist is the song Roll With It. And back in 1992, there was a lawsuit involved with the song because people were saying that it sounded a little bit too much like a song by Junior Walker and the All-Stars called I'm a Roadrunner. They settled the suit out of court. I don't know how much it was, but the original suit was $50,000 in damages minimum, so who knows how much they eventually settled for. But if you do get a copy of the Roll With It album now, it'll actually feature credits from Junior Walker and Dozier Holland, or Holland Dozier Holland for the original writing of I'm a Roadrunner. Let's listen to the similarities. Here is Junior Walker and the All-Stars and that original version of I'm a Roadrunner.
I've been waiting so long.
Charlie Winston with a cover of I'm a Man, that one by, from the Acoustic Sessions from Wii FM from 2009, covering the Spencer Davis Group's I'm a Man. Give Me Some Lovin' before that by, yeah, Hanson. Boy, Hanson, EMF, what is it, 1983 in here? Or 93 in here? What's going on? That is from, okay, maybe Hanson's Mbop was a little bit later than 93. 96, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, that came from the film Jack Frost, which came out in 1998. Probably right around there was the height of popularity for Hanson. Give Me Some Lovin' by Hanson from the soundtrack to the film Jack Frost from 1998. Remy Nicole with a cover of Keep On Running. That one from the Island Life 50 Years of Island Records compilation from 2009. And Electronic. One of my favorite covers of all time, not just favorite Blind Faith covers or Steve Winwood covers, but one of my favorite covers of all time, Electronic, the guys from New Order, and I think combined with maybe one of the Pet Shop Boys. Boy, I'm trying to remember all the, it was almost like a New Wave supergroup in Electronic. Can't Find My Way Home by Blind Faith. That one from their 1999 album, Twisted Tenderness. Such a great, great song. And Junior Walker and the All-Stars and I'm a Roadrunner, which, again, had that lawsuit with Roll With It by Steve Winwood for being too similar, and settled out of court and now includes writing credits for the Junior Walker song. Listening to it again, yeah, there's some similarities. Is it lawsuit worthy? Certainly not as much as things like Blurred Lines or He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord. There's a lot of more egregious offenses, but I guess that one was voted, or not voted, judged to be close enough. If they, you know, we're gonna take a vote. Let's take a vote. Judged close enough to the I'm a Roadrunner to make it a worthy litigation. We've got one more set of music coming up. Before we get to that, we're going to get to this. It's the sponsor of this episode of Coverville. And that sponsor, my friends, is Amazon, Amazon.com, and the listener purchase of the week. Because Amazon's got you covered. That's why. Somebody in the last 7 days picked up the Potec 500-watt car power inverter. Now, this is kind of a cool thing. You put this in your car, and you know how you've got your... you've got your cigarette lighter and you plug things into that all the time because, come on, we're not smoking, right? None of us smoke. We don't smoke in our cars. That'd be crazy. But we use that cigarette lighter for everything else. Well, this is a little device that not only gives you the option to plug in those regular three-prong plugs into your cigarette lighter, but also a USB port. So you get two power plugs and a USB port. And somebody picked up one of these this last week, gave me a little bit of a bounty of like $3, $4, something like that. So I appreciate them picking that up. Oh, they bought three of them. That's why. Must be like for business or something, I'm guessing. Nobody buys three of those all at once unless, well, maybe it's for mom's car, dad's car, and their kid's car, maybe? Sure, I don't know. But maybe you need to buy one if you do. Or you need to buy any of the other things at Amazon.com. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Coverville.com and visit, click on any banner for Amazon.com. You'll find one on the homepage. Of course, you'll find one on in the show notes, a bunch of them in the show notes where I link to albums. Click on that. And that'll take you right to Amazon.com. And then anything that you put in your cart and purchase from that point on is going to help out the show. It's just one of the many ways that Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. All right, we've got one last set of music to get to. I've been excited about this one because it's a brand new, well, relatively new, new to me, I should say, cover album from Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood. I guess it was recorded, holy cow, 9 years ago. I thought this was a lot newer than that. Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood recorded a live concert from Madison Square Garden in which they cover a bunch of old blues classics. They cover some of Steve Winwood's old stuff. They cover some of Eric Clapton's old stuff, Derek and the Dominoes, and of course, some stuff from Blind Faith and Ginger Baker's bands and stuff. And it's just really, really good. Here's a cover they do of Buddy Miles' Them Changes featuring Steve Winwood on vocals. Here are Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood.
Well, my mind is going through them changes. Just slow down, so don't be surprised to see me in the brighter part of town. And I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors I closed one time will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched me once will smile and take me in. And I'll drink and dance with one hand free, let the world back into me. Oh, I'll be a sight to see, back in the high life again. Best, make life be real to me. And I hope that you're still out there, you're like you used to be. Have ourselves a time, we'll dance till the morning sun. But let the good times come, we won't stop until we're done. And we're back in the high life again. All the doors I closed one time will open up again. We'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched us once will smile and take us in. and we'll drink and dance with one hand free. Have the world so easily, oh, we'll be a sight to see back in the high life. We'll be back in the high life again. All the doors that closed one time will open up again. We'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched us once will smile and take us in. Back in the high life. So wild, standing there with her hands in her hair. We'll be right back.
what can be alone in a cold day dawning? Are you still free? Can you be? When some cold tomorrow finds you, when some sad old dream reminds you how the endless road unwinds you, while you see a chance, take it. Find romance, fake it, because it's all on you. Don't you know by now, no one gives you anything?
Don't you know by now?
Don't you wonder how you keep on moving? One more day, your way.
Okay, that is even better than it sounds on paper. Petula Clark covering Steve Winwood's While You See a Chance, that one from her 2017 album, Living for Today. Her voice still sounds amazing, absolutely amazing, and the harmonization that they throw into the chorus is absolutely spectacular. Well done, Petula Clark, While You See a Chance. Valerie, right before that, by Clint Cunningham, that one from his 2009 album, My Musical Boardroom. Features a lot of different covers on there. Warren Zevon and a cover of Back in the High Life Again. Look, if I'm going to do a Steve Winwood cover story, I'm going to play that cover by Warren Zevon. It just has to happen. There's a couple other versions, covers of that song, but that's the one I have to play. That's from his 2000 album, Life Will Kill Ya. And Warren Zevon, man, it's always, always so great. James Vincent McMorrow, by request from Roger Green, Higher Love, cover of that great song by Steve Winwood from his album Silver Lining from 2011. I think that was used in some commercial recently, or some movie trailer. I think it was a commercial, and I can't remember what it was for, like Puffs or Kleenex or Kodak or something like that. And then we started that set with Them Changes by Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, recorded live from Madison Square Garden back in 2009. A cover of the song by Buddy Miles. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you, which I do every week. Bring the music to you. I'll have to see what's coming up next week. I realized that I didn't do a Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction episode of Coverville. So if I don't have any birthdays lined up for next week, that's what it's going to be. Covers of stuff like The Cars, Moody Blues, Nina Simone, Bon Jovi, Sister Rosetta Thorpe, all those there on next week's episode. If I don't have any birthdays that I have to take care of. First available week will be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Promise you that. Right, if you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. It's toll-free, but nobody cares about toll-free anymore because of cell phones. Right? Isn't that true? I think it's true. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to check out what we've got going on there. And And there you have it. That's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Mitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is made possible by Patreons and patreon.com/Coverville. If you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. Visit patreon.com/Coverville. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll give you some lovin'.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.